all about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Hello, my name is Pete Edgerton and welcome to another Your Harrogate Podcast. Just like when we're on the radio, these are all about the best of life in Harrogate. And if you're listening via our website, yourharrogate.co.uk, have you taken advantage of the half price Stockhill Park vouchers yet? You should do. They're going to run out very soon. Plus, we've got loads of festive competitions, including a new one. If you're a mum or a dad, you can scoop tickets for your child's class at school to have an exclusive session on the Harrogate Ice Rink, which will be launching all part of the Christmas Fair and the Christmas Market on the 1st of December. We're going to be right across it. In fact, we're going to become your Christmas. So find out more by clicking win at yourharrogate.co.uk. Now, that leads very nicely onto a festive feeling podcast, because there is something very special that is coming back to the Cedar Court Hotel in Harrogate, and the guys and girls behind it are Enchanticus. Their director is Susie Vaughan. So, Susie, first of all, for anybody who has not come across Enchanticus before, what are you guys all about?
Well, we are a theatrical entertainment company with well-being at the core of all that we do. We see theatre and entertainment as a way to delight and surprise and uplift. So everything we do is about helping people shine bright.
And where does that passion come from?
I didn't really start it to start a business, but after my drama school training and being really activated during that time with educational theatre and the power of using my art and my skills as a theatrical practitioner to make a difference and inspire and uplift and also, you know, help particularly children shine bright and gain confidence, I started doing fairy events as a sideline to my acting, and they went really well. And then people said, oh, could you do a pirate thing? Could you do this? And then that was almost 20 years ago now. And so people come to us and have wishes, and we literally bring them to life. So it could be a private birthday celebration. It could be for an educational resource for a company that has got objectives that we can help them bring that to life in a really informative and engaging way. And the journey has just always been people coming to us with wishes, and then we've grown delivering what people want.
And that must be the most satisfying aspect of your day-to-day work. When somebody comes to you and goes, Susie, we've got this idea. We don't know if it'll work. Can you do this? And then you bring it to life. And to see the look on the faces, to see the results at the end of it all, that must be ace.
It really is. And anything, you can bring anything to life. And using the theatre and artists and reshaping things, re-costuming things, it's never the same. So it's always a space that we can be really creative within and work with some phenomenal artists and practitioners. So I never know what the year's gonna have in it, but I always just feel very grateful that I get the opportunity to work with such an array of people and organizations and businesses. And yeah, my really feel that my gift is knowing how to do what people need.
We're always talking about mental health. It's such an important topic, and we're all encouraged to keep the conversation going, to keep talking, whether that be in schools or at home or even at work. And over the years, particularly in recent times, since COVID and since we're all in lockdown, have you found that more businesses, you know, the older generation, are looking to the work that you guys do and actually going, yeah, we could incorporate that and do team building days and have different events and productions laid on by your good selves that's going to help?
Yeah, absolutely. I got really inspired on a trip to Bali years ago that there was free yoga on the beach that all ages were joining in with. And I came back here and I spoke to Harlow Carr and I said, I'd really love to be able to offer this. And it was something that they really aligned with. They're really passionate about well-being for their members and the visitors. So we do well-being events all year round with them. That's just one of the clients. But what I've come to learn is that it's so important that everyone plays. Like when we play, we are our highest spiritual self. And if we're not playing, and this goes to adults in all ages, we're just not shining our brightest. So when we do events, they are very playful. People get whisked off into different lands. It isn't just children based. It's all ages. We can all relate to play. And so if you can find things that just tick your play box, whether it's baking, whether it's creating, doing floral things, or whether it's sports, theatre, it's so, so important. And I think more and more people have become aware of that, especially since what we've been through. It's really great to be able to keep finding solutions for that. I think people are definitely more open to it. You're right.
Now, the shining brightly that you mention leads us very nicely onto your biggest event of the year. Is it fair to say?
I would definitely say so. Well, it's one that we work on all year. People say, when do you start? And we're like, 1st of January.
No rest for you at all. So go on, I'll let you describe it, because I know it was on last year and I was gutted to miss out, but we're getting a preview of it ourselves this year, which is going to be brilliant. So just tell us about the festive event that you've got taking place at the Cedar Court.
Yes, we are in the middle of doing a very magical build for the Father Christmas experience. And what that is, it's an immersive adventure that combines theatrical entertainment, the very special tradition of visiting Father Christmas, and we basically bring the North Pole to life in a really immersive story-like way that's accessible to the whole family. So you don't feel like you're necessarily watching a theatre show, but you do feel like you are on a journey with the elves, and those that are on the good list, on the elf list, will get access to a special elf school. They then will hopefully find this year, which is new, a very magical forest. It's the Forest of Enchanted Wishes, where there is a very, very special tree. I can't tell you more about it, because it's for those of you that will be visiting us there to find out and see. After finding the tree, our guests will then be adventuring down a very beautiful 12-metre long elf village, where you can have a sneak peek into some of the shops that the elves might work in and things that happen there, before finding Father Christmas in the teepee, where he will be with some elves doing some very special elf training. He then meets all the families at the end of the show, and the ones on the extra good list get to go to the toy workshop. So it's a very full, exciting adventure.
It is. It sounds absolutely full on, and the elf training as well. So with the elf training in mind, what makes a good elf?
Well, firstly, I have to say there's room for everyone on the nice list.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Yay. Being kind and considerate is one of the most important things that we have to make sure that all the elves are ticking that box. And also helping. There's a lot of jobs to help Father Christmas with. And we have a massive team there at the moment, from woodworking elves to snow elves. There's a very busy team working behind the scenes, getting ready for it to open so everyone can come and enjoy it during December.
What are the main challenges putting something like this together, and what's the most fulfilling aspect of it?
I think one of the main challenges is just the logistics, because we move a lot of people through the journey. It is a journey, and we spend weeks and weeks talking about the elf logistics of that. It is a challenge, but it's also a fabulous puzzle. So yeah, it's very intricate. The layers of content that we put in there, it's designed, like we say, to help everyone shine bright, from music makers and production to puppet skills, and then finishing dustings of the right type of magical snow straight from the North Pole. And there's so many layers. It's an incredible project. It does take us all year to make. And it starts, like you can see, with the sketches at the beginning of the year, and then we work with our team of elves and we bring it to life, and then we invite Father Christmas in from the North Pole when it's all ready.
This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
I mean, for yourself, Susie, you're around Harrogate a lot. Your son goes to school in Harrogate too. So how do you manage all of this and deal with keeping the magic alive and that element of surprise when it comes to the event that you've just mentioned?
You know what? I get asked this all the time. One of the things that parents, families ask, it's like, oh, will it be okay if we come because we know you? And I've said, of course it will. I live in Harrogate. I just get asked to be a chief elf. And I, my son is six now, and he is a big part of making the magic come alive. He and his friends and the people that know us as friends and family, they all know that I went to a really special school that helped teach me how to bring stories to life. And then Father Christmas got in touch and asked me to help bring this story to life so that families of Harrogate could enjoy it. So my son is very much involved in the drawing aspect. He sees the prop workshops, he helps with the dressing, and he is part of the magic making, just like in every home around, we have our own traditions of decorating a tree. He's very much a part of that. He sees how we record the music, and I just feel that that's so important. It's such a massive learning experience for him there, being as involved, and also taking pride in making that magic. Because as we grow older and our dream weaving changes as we become on the cusp from believer into magic maker, there is a journey of that we help our little ones go through there. So the sooner they can be magic makers and have that responsibility and share that with others, that's really the next level of gifting at Christmas, isn't it?
I like the idea of being a magic maker. I've never looked at it like that, kind of going from believer to magic maker. Fantastic stuff. And there are so many people involved. You've got the sketches in front of you here as we sit and talk and record this. The music, you've got a very special somebody who helps you with that, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. We call him Jingle James. And actually, during lockdown, we took some time out when there was no theatre productions going on. He works a lot in theatre. And we wrote four sing-along yoga albums, me, James, and my puppet, BT. We just love making music. I write the songs, he writes the music, we put it together, we record it, and so you see that as part of the show. So yeah, we work on the songs throughout the year. We've just finished recording BT's solo for this year, which everyone will be able to come and listen to. And her feature this year is rather special. It really is about the spirit of Christmas and how important it is that we are responsible for our own light and our own shining bright magic all year long. So I really hope that families coming will be able to refer to that particular element in the show when their children have seen it and they've seen how they can shine bright and how it is a choice that we all make and how they'll be able to maybe use that in their dream weaving at home throughout the Christmas period to help manage those rather stressful times when children can sometimes get a bit overwhelmed with presents or being a bit tired. And so yeah, they'll be able to see how BT's song will give them that little bit of magic to take with them into their home lives.
So it really is a family event. It's not just for the little people in your lives, it's for mums and dads and guardians alike, grandparents. Everybody can come along and really get stuck in. And how do they do that? When is it taking place, and how can they book?
So there's tickets available on our website, enchanticas.co.uk/Christmas. We're doing shows every weekend in the run-up to Christmas. If there's shows available and places, some shows are fully booked now, but the sooner you get your tickets, the sooner you can look forward to it. The elves have a very special way of knowing some very special information about all of the little people on the guest list. So the elf training experience, great for believers of all ages, but particularly 0 to 7, 8-year-olds. And for those of you that are looking for something for maybe the 7-year-olds and above, we have a very special Code Breakers Christmas experience. We've just got two shows. They're on the Thursday and Friday before Christmas. And that's a bit like an escape room style visit to Father Christmas. So they're specifically for 7 years and above. If you like puzzles, you want to do something a bit funky, you still want to see Father Christmas and get a present, but you know, you're really good at solving puzzles and doing code breaking, you should definitely come and see those. And for those of you that are more into sports, we're really excited to be partnering with Harrogate Football Club, and we're doing a special event with them on the 20th. Where
oh yes, I've seen about this, their Christmas fest.
That's right. So that is we're so excited to be a part of that. Not only is it going to be a nice Christmas-themed event for football fans from age 6 and upwards, it's also a real VIP visit behind the scenes into the changing rooms. And I know how important that is to ignite passion and confidence in the game. And so we're just really excited to be a part of helping that, bring that to life. Again, something else for the slightly older age groups, because, you know, that age still massively into Christmas.
Yep.
And so the more we can do to, like, keep making content that is the right for those ages, we're just delighted.
And again, it goes along with the message, doesn't it, of helping people to shine bright and keep it going.
It really does. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, looking forward to it. Thank you so much for popping in and chatting to us and telling us all about it as well. Looking forward to seeing it myself. Just remind us of the website again, how people can book.
It's enchanticas.co.uk/Christmas.